Welcome back to the WCCO Morning News. Sloan Martin along with you from the WCCO Newsroom. And Mike, I just want to jump right in and start that the high school state tournaments are going to be starting up, which is so great to see for the kids who lost out last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And I know that you did a report on the Hopkins baseball team. What has their journey been to get to the state tournament?
Well, like all of them, they're just happy to get there. They had a good team last year, didn't get to play, of course, because of COVID. So they're in at 16-8. The Stillwater is the number one seed. They get Minnetonka this morning at 10 a.m. And then there's some other great stories. Stillwater's in softball and baseball have a chance to win both. They're both that good. Both teams are that good. And the same with Randolph in Class 2A. They've got an undefeated baseball team, an undefeated softball team. I think cumulatively between those two teams, they've got about seven no-hitters or something like that. Caleb Theobar, of course, the Twins pitcher, is a product of Randolph. So there's lots of fun storylines that start today in softball and baseball. And then you pick it up with track and field, golf, lacrosse. Lacrosse is today as well. Benilde St. Margaret's has been outstanding on the boys' side all year. They've been kind of a cut above, and they go in there the favorites. They got a lot of guys who are going to go on and play college lacrosse from that team for sure. And then track and field, you pick it up with at St. Michael Albertville coming up. You've got the boys volleyball tournament, not sanctioned by the high school league yet, but certainly in play on Thursday. All kinds of fun things. Maple Grove will go in the favorite in boys golf. I was talking to one of the parents that is, he said, what was it, a 72 barely made the cut to be on the varsity starting team. To compete in meets for the Maple Grove team. So they're that good. They got a bunch of seniors that are just outstanding. So, it all happened. Last week was tennis. This week is kind of everything else. And it looks like we're going to have a beautiful week to get it all in. And so it's a wonderful, small, I don't want to call it consolation. It's bigger than that, but, it's nice to see that they got to the finish line, Sloan, and then reset and move forward.
It just makes me feel so great. These kids have been so resilient and so happy for them to be back competing again on the highest stage in the state. So a lot to look forward to.
And every one of them, I mean, the defending state champs are from 2 years ago. There was no season for spring sports last year. So, I mean, they were really denied last year. So they're incredibly appreciative of this opportunity.
Absolutely. But they got to call themselves the reigning champions for a little
while. Yeah, if you were lucky enough 2 years ago to win it, yeah.
Mike, I want to transition to the Lynx, who at 4-5 face the Chicago Sky tonight. Candace Parker is back and healthy with Chicago. But, Mike, the Lynx have a lot of injuries. They just announced that backup center Natalie Achanwa has a knee injury. She could be out for weeks. Ariel Powers with a thumb injury, one of their offseason free agency acquisitions. I mean, this is already a team that's kind of struggling out of the gate, but this is already, I mean, they're even more beat up now.
Yeah, and they hope they offset that with, they were such bad decision makers early in the season in the second half, and Crystal Dangerfield played much better the other day against L.A. Down the stretch, but they just made so many bad decisions and played such bad defense in the second half, so that 0-4 start. So maybe they've gotten around to correcting some of those things so that they can hold off. The Sky is kind of interesting because they, like the Lynx, they didn't start very strong, and now they're playing better. They're only 4-7. I don't know how this happens, but they're in the WNBA, their teams have played like four or five more games than other teams, which doesn't usually happen in leagues. And the Sky have played many more than the Lynx for some reason. But, you look at Powers as a big loss to them for sure. You know that, Sloan. But it did look like the last couple of games like they made good decisions in the fourth quarter, which they hadn't been doing.
I mean, absolutely. It's going to be rough because they had been trying to find a groove to get everyone on the floor together at the same time. And again, that's going to be disruptive. Mike, one more thing before I let you go. We have Bucks Nets tonight, tied at 2 games apiece. Kyrie Irving out with an ankle sprain. So no Kyrie Irving, no James Harden. But Kevin Durant has been averaging 31 points, 8 rebounds in that series where the home team is unbeaten.
Yeah, that's what they've done is they've loaded up that team so they can endure some injuries. But Kyrie's ankle injury the other day was that took your breath away a little bit. Milwaukee has they've built themselves nicely, too, with a couple of the veterans they picked up in the offseason for exactly these kinds of series. I still like Milwaukee in this because I don't know that the Nets can keep enduring it. But on another note, that Ben Johnson had his summer basketball team out there that he had his Gopher basketball team practicing yesterday. You can do that at the NCAA, but they're all new players. And so it's just paramount that they get together and and get some time together. Trevor Winter's son, they offered a scholarship to the other day. He's at Lakeville. So, yeah, there's plenty of basketball going on right now.
All right, Mike Max on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Thanks for keeping us informed.
You bet.
All right, coming up here on the WCCO Morning News, of course, we'll have your traffic and weather, but also a talk with Minnesota Commissioner of the Department of Education, Dr. Heather Mueller, looking ahead to what summer school is going to look like and even perhaps the upcoming school year in terms of getting kids back on track and also COVID regulations. That's coming up here on the WCCO Morning News.